Blog Talk Radio.
And that he has ascribed worship
responsibility, judgment, the whole nine yards, everything that the Most High says of himself and ascribes of himself in the Torah and in the prophets, we see fulfilled in Messiah. And so for us as Israel, who believe that we are Israel, we can only believe that there's one Elohim. That's our witness to the world. There's one Elohim and only one. And so we are doing this from the, you know, from the status of his title. On last night, I instructed you to, you know, get a pen and piece of paper, write down three columns, one with title, one with scripture for Elohim, and one with scripture or scripture for God. If those who don't know that, when I say Elohim, that is a word for God, Hebrew word for God, and one for scriptures for Messiah or Yeshua or Jesus that point to him, so that you can see the title, the scripture that the Most High gives to himself in the Old Testament, and the scriptures that are assigned to Messiah, that he also gets the same titles, okay, and the same glory, and the scriptures that show that where Messiah himself says, you know, that he is the Almighty. So that's what we are doing, and I want to finish this. I'm going to try to finish this all today, so we're going to jump right into it and go through these different titles. Okay, and so that from on Sunday, you know, I don't know why the Most High had me to go into it at that time. Only one Elohim, because it's important that we understand there's only for us. We're not pagan. We're not of the nations. If we are truly Hebrew Israelites with an understanding of who we are, then our witness and our testimony has to be to the world. There's only one. And so if we have an understanding that there's, you know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, then we are in error. We are in error, okay? And because the Most High tells us, as Israel, as his people, I created you for this purpose, that you would be a witness, that there is no God besides me. I am God all by myself, and there is no other. And when you see the Son, Messiah, that is me, the Father in flesh. I will not form another God. Okay, so I technically can't have another God as a son that is another God outside of me, separate from me, as an individual. But if I come myself in the flesh and say for you to know me as the Son, then it's really, I didn't, you know, I came in another form. I didn't create another God. So the Most High is able to do things that we are not able to do. And this is what he's showing us in the scriptures. I'm doing it all. And in the end, you will worship me and me alone and no other. So we want to make sure that we are on this. We're doing it through his titles, okay? Through his titles. All right. Let us do our statement of faith. Let me pull this up. Do our statement of faith. And before we do that, let me greet everybody in Pal Talk and Blog Talk, on the internet in general, wherever you may be listening, in North America, South America, the continent of Africa, for those people who are listening from those countries like Ghana, South Africa, the European theater, France, Germany, Poland, Russia, Finland, United Kingdom. Don't know if I'm leaving anybody out in Europe, Japan, Korea, or South Korea. If I've left anybody off, or Afghanistan, our newest listeners in Afghanistan, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved. If I left anybody off, it is not my intention. I don't have it up in front of me, but we want to say happy Sabbath to you all, wherever you're at in the world. So let's do our statement of faith, and then we will get into this from the standpoint I am. Okay, and I, you know, even studying this morning from the position of I am, this word that is the statement I am, you know, it has some, I believe that it really doesn't really translate to I am from studying it, but I'll leave it as it is for right now. All right. So, and I'll get into that as we get into this discussion on this morning of this topic. Our statement of faith. Let me have the ladies to cover their head. Men, uncover your head. Let us turn toward the east. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1 and verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3. Verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High a handcuff of praise on this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just want to glorify you and lift you up and magnify your name. For you are Elohim, and you are Elohim all by yourself, Father. And we just glorify you this morning, and we bow down and we worship you. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are from everlasting to everlasting. You are Elohim. You are Elohim all by yourself, Father. And another, we will not bow down and worship. Hallelujah. And glory to your name. You are my Redeemer and my Savior. You are my everything, Father, and I just want to lift you up this morning and give you all the honor and the glory in this your day that you have ordained that this your people should keep. So thank you, Father, for all that you have done and all that you're going to do, and be with us on this morning. Hallelujah to you, O Yah. Hallelujah to you. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Let us turn toward the east, the direction that the sun comes up. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained, that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, but they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel, that you would hear our supplications and our prayers. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and that you have walked contrary to us. And we are repenting from our sins and turning from our wicked ways. And our testimony will be, this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for the seed of Israel that is asleep, that you might wake us and give us an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. We pray for it, the seed of Abraham, all that you should call in Messiah, that they would hear your voice. Come and obey your statutes, your laws, and commandments. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Amen and amen. And let us get on this morning. We're just going to get two verses out of Ecclesiastes on this morning. Ecclesiastes 13, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. This is the bottom line. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. Let's jump right into this. Because the world, Christianity, not all of Christianity, but the vast majority of Christianity teaches that there is a triune God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Okay. And we are going about to establish, we've established, you know, through other precepts, but to establish that there is only one. And it's important because that's the way he wants us to know him. It's revealed to his people, those that are true worshipers of him, who truly seek him out, that he's doing everything. And so he so loved us. You know, it's the scriptures say that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son into the world. But the truth of the matter is, he so loved the world that he came as his only begotten son. I remember years ago when I was first, you know, really getting into this, and I was asking the Most High, if you loved us so much, why didn't you come yourself? This was a question that I had for the Most High. Why didn't you come yourself? If you loved us that much, why did you send your son? Why didn't you come? And then he showed it to me. I did come, but I said, this is how I want you to know me. Okay, and it just shut my mouth. I could not say anything else. It was, you know, for me, it cemented in my spirit and in my heart that, you know, the Elohim that we serve, his ways are unsearchable. And if he doesn't reveal what he's doing, you can have a whole lot of beliefs about different things until he reveals it. So I know that he loves us. I know that his word is true. I know that he came and he says, but I just want you to know me as this when I come. This is how I want you to refer to me. But it's me. It's the Father. It's the Creator. It's me. Not my representative, but me. Not my son, but me. And I can do things that you can't do. And so he says, I'm coming in flesh. And when I come in this flesh, I want you to know me as the Son of Redemption, your Savior and your Redeemer. But in Torah, in the Old Testament, I'm your Father. And when I come in this lower in this lower form, when I lower myself to put myself in flesh, I am my own God. I'm my own Elohim. And I don't refer to, you know, I from the position of son, I tell you that I have an Elohim. But when you read the scriptures, you'll find out that I am my own Elohim. I'm my own God. There's nothing higher than me. Even when I'm in flesh, the fact that I'm in flesh and in that position, then from the position of Father and of Spirit, strictly my natural state of being in the flesh is lower, and it has to be in subjection to me in the Spirit. But it's me. So when I tell you that I didn't find it odd to consider myself equal with the Father, because I am Him. So we have to understand that who we're dealing with, we're dealing with the Most High Elohim. And He came to us in the flesh and said, okay, I want you to, you're going to do a work that is going to allow you as my creation to come back to me. You can't pay the price. I set a price that said, this is what it takes to come back to me, and you couldn't pay it. So I came and paid it for you. And you need to understand and appreciate that. And if you really understand who He is, like I said, if you understand that He has made you His child, everybody is not His child. Everybody's not His offspring. But He came and gave us the power to become His children. And when we become His children, that very fact alone, think about this. I am a child of the Creator of everything. I am a child of the highest being that there is. And when you understand that, then that should be enough to make you not sin. That should be enough to make you change. You have to, you know, we have to value that. It's of great value. There's no greater value, no greater honor or privilege or anything in this creation. No greater. And so as He reveals Himself to us and His love for us, because, you know, think about it. I'm the Creator of the universe, and I'm going to speak for the Most High here. I'm the Creator of the universe. Everything in my creation bows to me. I bow to nothing. And you don't, I made you my child. And you can't appreciate that. So we have to understand that there's no higher honor than this. No higher honor. Let's go to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus, chapter 3. And we're going to get verses 13 and 14. And we're speaking from the position of I am. And I am He. Because this is a title. The title is I am. And I am He. Okay? Exodus chapter 3. And we're going to get verses 13 and 14. And Moses said unto Elohim, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the Elohim of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And Elohim said unto Moses, I am that I am. Now this I am that I am translated in from the Hebrew. If you have a Strong's concordance and you go to these words, I am that I am, you will get Hayah, Bashem Hayah. And this word Hayah really, really kind of translates be. In the English, am, I am is like to say I be. But in the Hebrew, this word Hayah translates to all different forms of be, to be, shall be, has been, was, is, state of being. So they simply translated that word to I am. But it really is be. I be. I exist. I was. Remember when we read last night? One of the titles was with Messiah, he which is a form of being, which was a form of being, past tense, which is to come, a form of being, future tense. So when he says, I am, and they translate it, I am, it is like he said, I be that I be. I am he which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. But his name, Yah, Hayah, really translates to a form of being. And so I went through, because they have, and I have to go through and really do a deeper study of this with the guidance of the Ruach HaKodesh, because in the scriptures they have assigned Hayah to a lot of different phrases, and sometimes it does not appear to be consistent. And so with using that word and going back into the Hebrew and looking to see what the Most High has said, because even when we come into the New Testament, which we're going to do here shortly with Messiah, there is a form of this, and I'm not sure that we're saying it correctly, of his name, of the declaration of his name, that has so much power in it that if it's said correctly, it will knock you to the ground. That's how much power is in it, just to say it. It will knock you to the ground. So I know that we're not saying it 100% correctly, but I know that this, from the Hebrew, the words used here for I am, Hayah, H-A-Y-A-H, Hayah, really translates to be, B-E. I be that I be. Now, we don't talk that way in English, so we would say I am that I am, but it really translates to be in any form of be, past, present, and future. So when we get to Revelation, he says, he which is a form of being, is being, which was is a form of being, and which is to come, a future form of being, of be. And it's significant, you know, and I really am going before the Most High for a deeper clarification of this, and that he, you know, reveal further to me how this is to be used in regards to, well, you'll see. When I come up to it in the scriptures, I'll let you know. Because it's a declaration. His name is a declaration. And so, and it means he which is and which was and which is to come. But there's I think, a single word, Hayah, or a form of that, that he gave to Moses. We have the translation into the English, but the name that he actually gave to Moses is the Hebrew name with that declaration. I am he which is and which was and is to come. All these forms of being, okay, existing. Another way to say it is, I exist that I exist. So in the real translation, for consistency, everywhere that I found this word and how it was translated into the English, it wasn't always translated. Hayah was not always translated into I am. It was more often translated into some form of the B word. Not, you know, I can't even say it like that. B-E, word. Is, was, shall be, which is, that been, it is that declaration. Okay. So I just my personal opinion, okay. And I know that in your studies you can come up with whatever. And they chose this word to I am. And it's not translated to I am anywhere else. Anywhere else. But because maybe it sounded better, maybe it was, you know, more proper in the English to say I am rather than I be. Okay. So this is a form of his name, and we're going to keep it in the English, I am, okay, because Messiah uses this term as well. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43. Now, this is the Most High, and in this column, you should have had Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Going to write in this column, same column for the Most High, Isaiah 43, 10 through 25. Isaiah 43, 10 through 25. And this is what, you know, this is why this is important for Israel. This is why the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the teachers in Messiah's days, they should have known who he was. By the language that he used, by the phrases that he identified himself, by the titles and the way that he said things. That's why I know that this way, when we get into the New Testament, we have to know that this name, I am he, there has to be another way of saying it that is the proper way of pronouncing the Most High's name, okay? And Israel is supposed to know what it is. You are my witnesses, verse 10, saith Yah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Now, this I am he here is not translated Hayah. The I am here is not translated Hayah. But it is a phrase with his name in it, and he's saying that I am he. Messiah uses this same phrase, okay? And so I know that this is a form of his name, but as translated, they didn't translate it the same. So, and you know, anytime that you're coming from one language to another, there can be a mistranslation. You can say, well, that word sounds like, or in context, it sounds like he's saying this, if they don't actually really know. But just understand, he's saying that I am he, and this is significant, okay? Because it's really his name here. So if you, that you may know and believe me that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim form. Neither shall there be after me. The Most High says that he is self-existent. He has always existed. And so he says, there was no Elohim form before me, and there won't be one after me. He said, I'm not going to make another Elohim. And so we have to understand that and accept that. So technically speaking, this is singular. I is a singular pronoun. Not talking about him and Messiah and the Holy Spirit in a trinity. I am a spirit. I have always existed. I have always been holy. And if you can't believe that I am he, if you can't understand that I am he, the Most High, speaking to you, the creator of the universe. But it's a declaration in his name, which is not identified like that in the Bible right here, but it would be consistent with how the Most High communicates. That I am he, because Messiah makes reference to this. Okay, so I'll show you this in a few minutes when we get on Messiah. But the Most High uses this phrase, I am he, to identify himself, and it's his name. I just want you to understand that. Even though you're reading it like this, and it doesn't look like his name, it is his name. Okay. Before me there was no Elohim form. Neither shall there be after me. So, I don't know any other Elohim. I don't know any other God. There is not one besides me. I am he, the only one. Okay, and if I could, you know, I prayed at the Most High, really reveals to me whether that is Yah, HaYah, that's his name that's there. Okay. I, even I, am Yah. Verse 11. And besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange Elohim, no strange God among you. You came out of Egypt. And when I had you in Egypt, and when I brought you into the desert, I proved to you who I was. When there was no strange God among you that you could point to and say, oh, that's Molech. Oh, that's Baal. Oh, that's Asherah. Oh, that's whoever besides the Most High. He said, I showed you and proved to you by my work, when I made the water come out of the rock, made water come out of a flint rock, this rock, you strike it together with another rock, it brings fire. And instead of bringing fire, it brought water, contrary to its nature. I did all these things to show you that I am Elohim. And so this was to be the witness of our forefathers. This is to be the witness of Israel, period. And if you claim to be a Hebrew Israelite, you cannot believe in anything other than this. Or if you're not a Hebrew Israelite, or you are, let's say, you're not his witness. Because you're witnessing something contrary to what he says of himself. I formed you for this. I created you for this. I made you a nation to be my witness. And this is supposed to be your testimony. Somebody asks you about me, this is what you're supposed to say. That he is Elohim, and he's Elohim all by himself. And so the book of Isaiah goes through, and the Most High tells us through this book that I don't know any other Elohim. I don't know any other God. Besides, there is nothing like me. Nothing and no one like me. And it's always in the singular. He don't say like us. So if the Most High had a son that existed with him in eternity, he would always say us. Us doesn't exist until he comes in the flesh. And when he's talking about us, then it's Father and Son. But the us is not two separate individuals. It's one in spirit and one in flesh. And the spirit of the Father in that flesh. But he didn't form another God. He says he won't. So let's read that. Go back to verse 10. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I'm not going to form another. I didn't form one before. I'm not going to form one after. I ain't going to never have an after. So there ain't going to never be another God. Because if he's eternal, he always existed and he always will exist. So there is no after him. If we understand. There was never one before me because there was no before me. And there will never be an after me because I will always exist forever. So I'm not going to ever, ever form another God. So when he talks about making us gods, he's expanding himself by his spirit that he puts in us. We become one with him by his spirit, the same God. That's why we have to learn to be like him. He said, I'm expanding myself and I'm giving you individual choice. But I want you to choose life, choose me. I'm eternal and I want to make you eternal. So I pray we can get this. Verse 11, I, am Yah, and beside me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange Elohim among you. Therefore you Israel, are my witnesses, saith Yah, that I am Elohim. Yea, before the day was, before I created the sun, the moon, and the stars, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work. And who will stop it? It says, let it. Who's going to let me do what I'm going to do? Ain't nobody going to let or prevent me from doing what I'm going to do. Thus saith Yah. Your Redeemer, Israel, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am Yah, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. So we'll be back to these verses because he's declaring, I'm your Creator. He's declaring, I'm your King. He's declaring, I am your Savior. These are all titles, and he's telling us here in just these few short verses, all these titles, all these things that he's going to do or that he is. Thus saith Yah, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, and the beasts of the field shall honor me. The dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. To give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, tired of me, O Israel. I gave you my statutes, my laws, and my commandments, and you refused to call on me. You got tired of me. Thou hast not brought me small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins, with thy transgressions. With thy disobedience, Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquity. I, even I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. So everywhere where you see where he says, I am he, even though they may have a comma there, it is my understanding that it's a declaration of his name. Okay? It is a declaration of his name. So that you can believe that I am Miles. It's a declaration of his name. So that you can believe that I am Yah. Just like when they took the tetragrammaton of his name and translated it to Lord. This is my name right here. Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh, or Yahweh in the English. Short version, Yah. This I am he, is his name. Okay. That's the best way that I can say it. It is his name. But we're saying I am, and I don't believe that that's fully correct. Now, it may be the very best way to say it in the English. But this word is always translated as, no matter whether it's been, shall be, is, was, they use this word, Hayah. And so it lets me know that the Most High is giving us a declaration. His name means something, and the declaration of his name means to be. All forms of to be. Okay. Let's go to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41. And let's get verse 4. Who has wrought and done it? Who has worked and done it? Calling the generations from the beginning. I, Yah, the first and the last. I am he. Again, this I am he here is like, you know, the best way I can say this, which I think that they missed in the translation, but what I see even from Messiah, his name, Yah, and I am he are the same thing. So where it says I am he, where he says, I am the first, I am the last, and then he says his name, if that makes sense to you. He identifies himself. His true name. The name that they probably hid from us. They didn't translate it correctly. Okay. But this is his name here. So, in the English, he's saying, I am he, but this is really a name. Okay, understand that. Go to Isaiah 44. I need to update something here on my chart that I have. Give me 1 second here. Okay. Let me update that. I had the scripture in here twice. Okay, Isaiah 44, starting in verse 6. Thus saith Yah, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, his Israel's Redeemer, Yah of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. And beside me there is no Elohim. I am. Again, this declaration, I am the first. But I believe that I am there is really part of his name. I, Yah, the first, and I'm just going to say it like this. I, Yah, the first. I, Yah, the last. Besides me, there is no Elohim. Okay? So, that we understand what I'm trying to get at here. This is not just a declaration, but it is actually him using a form of his name. Just like we have Yah, we have, or let's say it in the English so I can make sure that you understand what I'm doing here. We have Jehovah. If we go to Exodus 6, he told Moses that Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob knew him as, they only knew him as the Almighty. They didn't know his actual name. They only knew him as a title, the Almighty. But by his name, translated to Jehovah in the English, then we have Jah, J-A-H, in Psalm 68 and 4. And then we have Jesus. Now, these are all English translations of his name. Okay? Of a form of his name. I am and I am he are also a form of his name in the Hebrew. And so he was giving his name here. So you can say, Yah the first, and I'm just using Yah. Yah the first, Yah the last, and besides me, there is no Elohim. So I could say Jehovah the first, Jehovah the last, Jah the first, Jah the last. I hope you get what I'm doing here. Okay, this I am that was translated like this, I believe in the true writing of the Hebrew script, in the original form, this was and is a form of his name, and it's a formal name, and I'm going to show you this in a few minutes. So we are in, let us go to John. Chapter 18. John chapter 8. Let's go to John chapter 8 first. The book of John chapter 8. Let's go to the New Testament. And we're going to get verses 24 through 28. And actually, I want to start in verse 23. Okay? We're going to start in verse 23. John chapter 8, starting in verse 23. And he said unto them, you are from beneath. I am from above. Now, what I want you to note here is when he invokes this I am here, he's saying this in such a way that he's not invoking his name. We don't have any witness of any type of special power event associated when he's saying this. So there's a certain way that he's declaring when he says, I am, that he's saying it in such a way that it's not invoking his name. But I'm going to show you in a different place, he says the same thing. And so I know it's a little bit different. that it invokes the power of his name. I am he, I am from above, and you are from of this world. I am not of this world. I said, therefore, unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, the same vernacular that the Most High uses in Torah. Israel, if you can't believe that I am he, the Most High Elohim, Messiah says, if you can't believe that I am he, they should have picked up on this. Okay, but they didn't. You shall die in your sins. So you say, well, if you don't believe that I am the Messiah, that I am he. But this is really, he's really right here invoking and saying, he's not invoking the name, but he's saying it. Okay. And it's supposed to be something that he uses this vernacular. As a witness to Israel, as a indicator to Israel, who's in front of them. And they don't pick up on it. Okay. They don't pick up on it. Then said they unto him, who are you? They should have known. He said, I just identified myself. And if you were studied in the scriptures, as you're supposed to be, as the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, just like every other sign that I have given you, even my birth, you should know who you're talking to. But they didn't recognize the time of their visitation. And they're not recognizing, everything that the Most High put there in this to help them to identify who he is, who's come into the world, who's before them. So when he says, if you believe not that I am he, the way he would have said that, I can't really translate it to you. I can see it in my mind. I can see it in my spirit, but it should identify to them by a name so they know who he is, if that makes sense to you. So they said, then who are you? And Yeshua said unto them, even the same that I have told you, said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. Again, alluding to himself as the Father. Now, they don't see this. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. But had they been really, you know, from the time of from the time that he was born into the world, that he actually was, when Mary was talked to by the angel, and a virgin shall conceive of a child. From the time that he came into the world, and the shepherds ran and told everybody, that the angel just told us that Messiah has been born into the world. And the king of the Jews, that our forefathers always knew that the Most High, one of his titles for us was king. We're going to come to that in another study, another title. So when it said that the king of the Jews was born into the world, and Herod said, hey, where is this king born at? He should have known from the scriptures that this was the Most High coming into the world. Because the Most High, he told Israel, I am your king, your holy one. So they had all these signs that which proclaimed his arrival and who he was. And, you know, they tried to kill him. From birth, they tried to kill him. But the Most High told them through the prophets, and especially through Isaiah, that he was coming and who he was. in the titles that, you know, the special titles that he was going to identify by, that they should have understood. That's why I said this is significant here, and we read over it, but it's significant because it should tell them. They shouldn't be asking, who are you? They should have known, gone all the way back to Herod and said, wasn't there a child born in Judea, in Bethlehem, that Herod tried to kill? Said that he was born the king of the Jews? Isn't the Most High supposed to come like that? He says it in his word. We know we're looking for him, but all they're looking for him to come, but all the signs that he gives that he has come, they miss. So these things are significant. So when he says, if you can't believe that I am he, that was a, it's, how do I say it? It was actually a name. And the translation of that name might be that I am he, but they should have picked up on it that, oh, this is the name. This is the same name that the Most High gave us through Isaiah. Okay? So when he's talking in the third person, as though he is separate and apart from the Father, that he is sent. Because he's really our example. I'm coming to die for your sins and to be your example. And this is how I want you to pray to me. From a child standpoint, from a son or a daughter standpoint, this is how I want you to identify with me as the Father. So let me give you an example. I'm your example. Okay. So when he says, I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him, they understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Yeshua unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, and we know what he's talking about, being lifted up, you're not going to raise me up and glorify me, but you're going to raise me up on that cross, that tree. Then shall you know that I am he. They should have gotten it again. And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Now, do you think if you came as yourself and said, I want you to know me as this, but I'm going to talk to you in a parabolic way, and I'm going to identify myself as the Son, because this is how I want you to know me in this form. Do you think you're going to know what you think yourself, because it's you? So it's kind of, for me, it's kind of funny, but the way that he's speaking to them, okay? And as he spake these words, many believed on him, all right? But they should have known when he said, if you cannot believe that I am he, they should have picked up on. Now, how do I know this? Let's go to John chapter 18, the book of John chapter 18. And we need to pay particular attention here. I think a lot of times maybe we over glorify this or we oversimplify it, but we need to look at what has actually happened here. And we're going to get verses 5 through 8. John chapter 18, verses 5 through 8. They answered him, Yeshua of Nazareth. Yeshua saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Now he makes a declaration here. I am he, okay? But he doesn't say it in the way that it says his name. As soon then as he has said unto them, I am he, well, actually, he does say it in the way of his name here. So let's read this again. Actually, let's go up to verse 4 so we understand what's going on. Verse 4. Yeshua, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? Who are you looking for? They answered him, Yeshua of Nazareth. Yeshua said unto them, I am he. Now, in your Bible, this should be in red. Okay? And it's in red for a reason. He's saying this in such a way that is declaring who he is. And it's his name. Okay? And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he said unto them, I am he, they went backwards. Now, I want you to imagine, you say your name to someone, and the power of your name knocks people back, knocks them off their feet. Just a declaration of your name knocks them off their feet. He said, I am he. And they went backward and fell to the ground. Now that's power. That shows you how much power is just in his name. Just to say his name, the way Messiah is saying it, the way it is revealed in Scripture, the way they have taken it from us. I hope we can hear this. That's how I know that this I am and I am he is a form of his name that has been taken from us. And it's a form of Yah. But it is said in a way that we're not saying it the correct way, or we're leaving off something. Because when he invokes it in Isaiah, when he invokes it here, he's saying it in such a way that I am the Most High Elohim. And when my name is spoken, just the speaking of my name is power. It's authority. And everything up under me can't stand. You say my name correctly, and nothing around you is going to be able to stand. In this case, it's these men. They had to fall down, and it's a form of reverence. You can't stand in my presence if I really don't want you to stand in my presence. Just my name alone will cause you to fall to the ground or bow down. That's why he says, at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. When they say his name, you automatically have to go to your knees in reverence. I pray we hear this. Okay. So in Isaiah, in the Torah, in the Old Testament, he tells Israel so that you can believe that I am he. This name, I showed you all this stuff. Now Messiah is here, and they're about to take him and the Elohim in him, the spirit of Elohim in that body, speak his name, which causes them to fall to the ground. I pray we can get this, okay? So this is a form of his name. It has been translated in a way that we have lost something. We have lost its pronunciation. We have lost some type of addition to it. I don't really know how to explain it, but we're not saying it 100% correctly. Yah, Yahweh, Hayah, I know that it's a form of that, but we're missing something. Because when spoken in the Hebrew and pronounced the true way, it's power in his name. And everything pays attention. So I pray we can get this. So he said, this is who I am in the Old Testament. Messiah is saying, this is who I am. I'm telling you who I am. I am Elohim. I am your God. I am your Savior. I am your Redeemer. Everything that I told you before, if you cannot believe that I am He. And as I said, it's a form of these B words, which is, which was, and which is to come. I am past, present, and future. Or I exist past, present, and future. I still got to go before the Most High with this because it is, you know, maybe he doesn't want us to say it. Maybe this is the actual form of his name that he took from us for our disobedience. Now, you can't call me that. You can't call me that until in the future. I don't know. I just know that from this study of it, this name and of this declaration, when Messiah says it and it knocks them backwards and to the ground, I know that when said correctly, that it will have this effect. And the scriptures testify to us that at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. So we have testimony of it right here. When his true name is said, the way that it's supposed to be said, and it's a form of be, then you can't stand in his presence. It's impossible. So I pray we get this. All right, so that's the I am and the I am he forms of his name. Haya Bashem Haya. He which is, he which was, he which is to come. I am that I am. There is another word, another name, not a title, that has been taken from us, that when properly said, everybody would automatically go to their knees, fall to the ground. And he's going to reveal it to us once again, maybe upon his return. But I just know that in reading this, the significance of I am is not just to say that I exist. There is a form of that in the Hebrew or whatever language that he gave for it, but I believe it's Hebrew, that when spoken will knock you to your knees. You just cannot stand his presence when his true name is uttered. The angels, everything created, when his true name is uttered, and there's probably another form of it that will cause mountains to fall and all kind of things. So understand that this is very significant. It is very important that we understand that we shouldn't probably even be saying it casually. He's given us a form to say that when we talk to him, but when he truly invokes his name, utters his name, or if you were to utter it, or I utter it, the true form of his name, everybody has to bow. Everything has to bow to him. Just in the utterance of his name. I'll just say it that way. In the utterance of his name. So I pray we can get that, okay? Let's go and look at the first and the last. We're going to be going back to some scriptures because, as I said, In Isaiah, there are a lot of titles that are given. The first and the last. Let's go to Isaiah 41 and 4. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41. We're going to get verse 4. And I want to look at this also in the Hebrew. Have to do a word study on that to see if there's some significance here. Who has worked it and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, Yah, the first and the last, I am He. Okay. Isaiah 44, 6 and 8. We're looking at the first and the last. Thus saith Yah, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Yah of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and besides me there is no Elohim. Now let's go into the book of Revelation. And again, the book of Revelation, and we're going to get verses 17, Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. The book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. Actually, we start in verse 8. Well, no, let's get 17. We'll come back to verse 8. And we're going to get verses 17 and 18. And when I saw him, well, no, let's do this this way because this is important as well. Let's start. Let's just actually start in verse 1. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1. Because we need to follow this so that we get the full context of what's being said and who's doing the talking and who's being revealed. Okay. The revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ, which Elohim gave unto him. So this is the revelation that the Most High wants to be known of Messiah. This is the revelation that he wants us to know of him in the flesh. To show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of Elohim and of the testimony of Yeshua HaMashiach, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come. Now, again, they're using these acronyms, but this is really his name here, from him. And they're giving you the meaning of his name. Remember I told you that that name, Hayah, translated to any form of be, is a form of being, it is, that the being right now was in the form of being or to be in the past. And to come is a form of be in the future. Okay? Which really is the meaning of his name. He which is, which was, and which is to come. His name in the Hebrew. But for whatever the reason, we're given the meaning of his name and not his actual name. They gave us the translation of his name. But this would have been really one word, his name, right here. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne. So him which is and which was and which is to come. So you have to ask yourself, because this is the revelation of Messiah. And in that revelation of Messiah, you have to ask yourself, excuse me, you have to ask yourself, this is talking about Messiah, but everywhere it's going to tell you that it's God, it's the Almighty, it's Elohim. And so from a spiritual standpoint, from the spirit standpoint, if Elohim always existed, when was he is. When was he a was? When did he not exist? So how can he be which was? I was, then I wasn't, but I am. And I'm to come. So these are really in reference to things that he's doing, that he wants us to know that he's doing. And he has, it's included in his name. It's included in his name. I am the Almighty. I am the Son of Redemption. As the Son, I walked the earth, and then I wasn't. I wasn't on the earth anymore. But then I'm coming back again. But there, I know that there is one word, one name that the Almighty assigned to, which means this. Okay? I pray we can get it. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, who is the faithful witness. What is Jesus Christ the faithful witness of? I am he. If you can't believe that. And the first begotten from the dead. So from the standpoint of Messiah, what the Most High wants us to know of Messiah was supposed to be that faithful witness. That Elohim is who Elohim says that he is. I'm a witness of myself. That everything that I say about me is true. I came to be your example. I came to tell you how to come back to me. I came to reveal my name to you. And we can go and find where Messiah himself says that. I have revealed thy name unto them. Somehow, somewhere, when he said, I am he revealed his name. They didn't catch it. And it is lost somewhere, even to us still. Excuse me. And the first begotten of the dead. And the prince of the kings of the earth. Now, if we took these all and said, and from Jesus Christ, or Yeshua HaMashiach, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. These are all titles for who? Messiah. that things that the Most High is going to do as Messiah. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. So all these accolades apply to who? Messiah. And has made us kings and priests unto Elohim and his Father. To him be glory, dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he, Messiah, comes with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. All kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Now, in your Bible, this should be in red, because now Messiah is talking, not John. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. This is what the Most High says, saith the Lord, saith Yah, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. He's identifying, this is the Most High is trying to tell us here that this is the testimony of who Mashiach is. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet. I am the first and I am the last. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. I am the beginning and I'm the ending, saith Yah. He which is and which was and which is to come. I still say that this is a form of his name. So his name would be there. Then the title, the Almighty. So Messiah is saying this, and Messiah himself is saying, I am the Almighty. I am the one from that you've been speaking to all along. I'm the one you've been dealing with all along. In Old Testament, in New Testament. I am the one that your fathers dealt with. I, John, who also am your brother and a companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and the patience of Yeshua HaMashiach, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of Elohim and for the testimony of Yeshua HaMashiach. So I'm witnessing and I'm bringing this testimony about Messiah and who the Most High wants you to know and what he wants you to know of him, the revealing of him. You know him as your Savior. But I told you that he was the creator of the world. I told you the one that made the world is the one that came into the world. Now, in this book, I'm going to reveal it again as to exactly who he is, so there's no doubt in your mind. I was in the spirit in the Ruach HaKodesh on Yah's day, the Sabbath day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Now, he heard this voice as it was a trumpet, as of a trumpet. He says, the voice said to him, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Up in verse 8, he said, I am Alpha and Omega. Instead of the first and the last, he says the beginning and the ending. He which is and which was and is to come. The same person is speaking here in verse 11, from verse 8. And he says, I turn to see the voice. I want to see who's talking that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. It's another title for who? Messiah. So I turned and I saw Messiah, clothed with a garment down to the foot and the girt about the paps of a golden girdle. His head, Messiah's head, and his hairs were white like wool, and as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Now, this description right here in Revelation 14, who John said he turned and saw. When you go to Daniel chapter 7, this is the same description given of the Ancient of Days. This is the same description given of the Ancient of Days. Okay? So when we see his head in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14, I turned to look. The voice spoke to me and said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. What thou see or what thou hear, write in a book. I wanted to see who was talking to me. So I, John, turned to see the voice which spake to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, I saw one like unto the Son of Man. Now, Son of Man is always identified Messiah in New Testament. Messiah says, I am the Son of Man. Okay? I am the offspring of flesh, clothed with a garment down to the foot and girded about the paps with a golden girdle. And his head and his hairs were white like wool. So John said, I turned out looking, and I saw this man. His head and his hairs were white like wool and as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass. When I did the precept on we shall be like him, okay, and we go to Ezekiel chapter 1, the end of Ezekiel chapter 1 in chapter 2, we are told that the color of the Most High is the color of amber, the color of fire, okay, and that his skin glows like that. Ezekiel said, from his waist down and from his waist up, it was the color of amber. Okay. John saying that the hair on his head is white like wool, white like snow. And his eyes a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if it burned, as if it glowed in a furnace. That color is that red, reddish-yellow color, like amber. They've got amber that is that color. And his voice as the sound of many waters. So if you go to Daniel, Daniel describes the Ancient of Days with this same description. Okay, with this same description. So we see that Messiah is the one talking. John turns around and sees one like the Son of Man, like Messiah, and he's describing him as the Ancient of Days. He's describing him. Matter of fact, let's just do this. Let's go get this. No, I'll come back and do a different precept on this. I'll redo the precept, we shall be like him, so we can see that this description is the same in Ezekiel, it's the same in Daniel, and we're told that here, this is the revelation, the revealing of Yeshua HaMashiach. This is what the Most High wants us to know concerning Mashiach. The one you've been dealing with, the Ancient of Days, who you're told is the Ancient of Days in the Scripture, who you are told is the Most High Elohim riding upon the angels in Ezekiel. the one who that you've been dealing with, John, in the book of Revelations here, Messiah is telling you, I'm that being. I am he which is and which was and which is to come. And as I said, that he which is and which was and which is to come, even though we're reading it as a translation, a description of his name, it really is, in the Hebrew, a form of his name that we've lost. That Hayah, Bashem Hayah, that Hayah, or Yah, or Yahweh, which means be, any form of the word be, which is right now, be, which was, something that has been in the past, be, which is to come, something in the future. His, those, that combination of those words really makes up his name. Now, in we read it in Isaiah that I am the first and I am the last. Here it is, Messiah is saying himself, I am the first and I'm the last. And then John describes him to us. The same being that you dealt with in Daniel, that Daniel describes, the same being that Ezekiel describes, it says that it is the Most High Elohim. John here in Revelation says, through Yeshua, let me tell you who I am. I am the Almighty that you're dealing with, Messiah. I am he which is and which was and which is to come. So we look at that, and because of, you know, how we're trained to read the scriptures and how our mind is, you know, trained to read English, we're not understanding that if your name meant to be beautiful, then they would have said, if they were writing about you, they would have said beautiful. But not your actual name. They would just say what your name means. And that's what they've done here. So he which is and which was and which is to come is really a form of his name. It also means first and last. First is a form of being. The first thing. The first is. I'm the first is and I'm the last is. I'm the first be and I'm the last be. It's a form of his name, but we're given it in a description of what his name means. And so we've lost what that actual name is. Because as I showed you in John chapter 18 or chapter 8, that when Messiah said, I am he, and that I am he being a form of his name, he didn't say, they gave you the translation of what he said, but they did not give you the actual name. He actually said his name. And in the saying of his name, it knocked them to their feet. It knocked them to their knees. It knocked them on the ground. So when we're reading the scriptures, what we have to understand is, and what the scriptures are trying to reveal to us, Messiah is the Most High. He is the Creator. And in this title, first and last, in the title, I am He, the declaration or the explanation of his name, I am He, his name has been removed and the meaning of his name has been put there. That's the best way I can say that. They removed his actual name and actually just put in what his name translates to. But really, I believe that he's going to come and he's going to show us what that name is. okay, what it actually is. We will know one day, because as I said, the scriptures tell us, at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. When Messiah said, I am he, which is the translation of what he said, of what he said, what it means, he used the name so that they would know. And it knocked them to their knees. It's the same way here. We're being given the translation of his name to identify who he is. But he could have just said, Yah. And I'm using that as, you know, in a loose form. He could have just said, Yah. And so we could say, we could read this verse. I am Alpha, verse 11. We could say, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. We could just say, I am Yah. What you see right in a book. But they gave us the translation of the name rather than his name. I pray we're able to follow me and understand what I'm saying here, because these titles, even some of these titles, are a translation of his name. And included in that is, in that name is everything that he is and is going to do. And so we don't know all that it means. We know all that he revealed to us. But I'm sure that it has, like I said, greater meaning than what we actually really know in the true pronunciation of his name. So I want you to imagine, put yourself in this frame of mind. Somebody says your name, or whatever your name is said, whatever your name is said, everything, everybody, animals, trees, people, bow. And not only do they bow, the saying of your name makes them bow, physically makes them bow. They ain't got a choice. Hear what I'm saying. Just the saying of your name, the power that is in your name, makes them bow. Like there's a physical force that comes and says, on your knees. And not says it to you, but makes you do it. Can you hear what I'm saying? This is how the Most High's name is. When it's pronounced correctly. When it's said the way that it ought to be said. This is what was, I believe that he gave us a form of his name. But then there is, but he, just like Jah, if we go to Psalms chapter 68. And we go to Jah or Yah. It's a form of his name. And it's a form of his name that doesn't invoke the full power of him, but it identifies him. But there's a form of his name that invokes the full power of him. And when spoken, you can't stand. When his name is announced, you can't stand. It's impossible for you to stand. This is how awesome our Elohim is. This is how awesome that Messiah is. So when he says it in Isaiah, that at the mention of, it says the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And you bring that into the New Testament at the name of Messiah. every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. It is his actual name. So at the day of the white throne judgment, when he resurrects everybody, that name is going to be spoken. And everybody that has been resurrected and every angel, everything that is can hear that name will automatically go to their knees. Will automatically, just the saying of his name, will make you bow. He ain't gotta have nobody make you do it. The force within his name will do it. The force within his word. Remember, here you go, here's a better way. Here's another way. Remember, we read that the word of the Most High is an active force. He speaks it, and his word, the words that he speaks, go about to accomplish what it is that he said. The words that he said, they go about to accomplish it. He don't have to do anything. His word is an active force. His spirit, his essence is in his word. So he speaks it and the word just goes and does it. And see, when we read the scriptures, we want to associate that with being a separate being. But it's not a separate being. It's like you speak something, your words go out of your mouth, but we don't see anything happen. But when he speaks and the word goes out of his mouth, something happens. When his name is spoken, the speaking of his name automatically will cause you to go to your knees, automatically cause you to bow, automatically take you off your feet in reverence of his name. So he says that name to Isaiah, and he tells Israel, you are my witnesses of this name. And when we got scattered, we lost the name. We lost the actual true one. And even the ones who claim to be Hebrews, they can't tell you what it is. But all through these scriptures, the Most High has said, I want you to know my name. And so here is some translations of it. Here is some descriptions of it. But my actual name, I'm going to cause you to forget it. I don't want you invoking that type of power. Messiah did it. And it actually is a form of I am he. That is his name. But when that name is invoked, it is be. But not in the English, but in the Hebrew. It's a way of saying it that when said in the Hebrew, in the proper way, his name has just power. And that's the only way I know how to say it to you. It's just power. Even the mention of his name, it will cause things to happen. That's why he says, say it in his name. That's why when, you know, I know that he has to reveal it, and I'm really going to go before him because we need that name to bring people to him so that when we are praying for healing, when we're praying for action to take place, he says to do everything in his name. So I know that we're not using the true name. But even the name that he has allowed us to use has some power in it. But the true name, that I think that we only get revealed to us when we truly seek him with everything. He has to reveal it. So when you are praying, you say this, and maybe and through the Spirit of the Most High, he utters his name to your spirit. And when you speak it the way that he uttered it to you, whatever you said, whatever you asked for, whatever you were praying for has to happen. Because it was uttered in his name. So I pray we can get this. But the title is the I am he, the first and the last. The Most High says in the Old Testament, I am the first and the last. Messiah says, I am the first and the last. The Most High says in the Old Testament, I am he. Messiah says, I am he. And if you don't believe that I am he, we say, oh, what do you mean by I am he? Oh, he's saying that if you don't believe that I'm the Messiah, you shall die in your sins. But he's really saying, if you don't believe, and it's his name, his actual name, if you don't believe that my name means this, I am he, but he gives his name, you shall die in your sins. So where are we at? We are at 2:09. On this evening, we're going to look at his titles. The title, the King. And we have the Rock that we're going to look at on this evening. Pointing to one God, because this is Israel's testimony. This is what Israel was created for. You are my witnesses. Is there an Elohim beside me? Israel, I'm showing you, there is no Elohim beside me. There is nothing like me. There was no Elohim formed before me, neither will there be after me. I have always existed and will always exist. And I'm not making another God. You are my witnesses of this. For you, Israel, not the nations, but for you, your testimony has to be, to us, there is but one God. That's your Shema. Hear, O Israel, Yah, your Elohim, is one Yah. You are my witnesses. And so when the nations are believing in multiple gods, multiple Elohim, and they're worshiping multiple Elohim, you're supposed to set the record straight. And when Christianity tells you God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, as separate entities, as a trinity, three separate beings, you're supposed to set them straight. Nope, Yah is a spirit. He is the Holy Spirit. That is who and what he is. The Holy Spirit is not a separate being outside of the Most High. That is who and what he is. The Most High says, I am your Father. I am your creator. The Most High told us, I am the one that created everything. And I came into the world and I wanted you to know me as the Son of the Most High. But it's really me, the Father. I came in the flesh. And I wanted you to know you are my witnesses. And our forefathers were not supposed to missed that, but they missed it. Messiah said, they said, who are you? Messiah said, I told you from the beginning who I was. And every sign that I've given, he says, if you don't believe me, if you don't believe me by what I say, then believe me for the work's sake. Look at what I'm doing. Who else can do this? Who else can do it? So believe the work. And you should know who I am. All you got to do is go back into your prophecies and go back into Torah, and you would know who I am. I am He. I am Yah. And I'm going to use Yah because I don't know the name that he actually, there's a name that is actually translated with this. There's a name that this was translated from. We get the translation of it. We get the meaning of the name, but we didn't get the name. But he gave us some names to use. I'm going to use Yah. I am Yah. If you can't believe that I am He, you shall die in your sin. I am the Creator. If you can't believe that I am He, you don't know who I am. I am your King. I'm the one that formed you. If you can't believe that I am He. And so, if we say that name was Yah, or Yehovah, or Yahweh, Yahusha, whatever name you are convinced of, Jesus, whatever name you are convinced of, okay, I'm just saying to you that a lot of places where we're seeing a title or a declaration, the way the scriptures are written, he actually revealed his name that actually caught, when his true name is spoken, stuff happens, period. Can't help but to happen. It is inherent in his name. Okay, so on this evening, we're going to look at the rock, and we're going to look at the king. We're going to look at the rock that the Most High from the Old Testament says, I'm the rock. I am your rock. I am your foundation. Really what he's saying, Messiah made a play on this, okay, when you study the Hebrew and the Aramaic. When he says father and son, Abba and Ben, Aben. When you look up that word Aben, part father, part son, father and son, Abim, Ab and Ben, Ab, A-B, or out of father, and Ben, out of son. You put those together, it spells in the Hebrew, rock. Upon this rock shall I build my church. Upon father and son shall I build my church. That's just a tidbit of it. Av and Ben, okay? So in the Hebrew, with the words, Messiah was making a play on words. Messiah spoke to them in parables for a reason. You were given all the signs, and yet you cannot see. You are given the name, and you cannot hear. Everything that you should have should be using to identify who's before you and just running and falling at my feet, you have been made blind to. And that's not just Israel, because Israel was supposed to tell everybody, this is who this is. But even the Gentiles have gotten it wrong. They believe on him out of faith. They still got it wrong, and they still are doing things and saying things they ought not say. They're boasting against the natural branches. And the Most High told them, don't do that. Don't brag. Don't think because I broke off my people and I'm taking you in, that if you don't do what I say do, that I'm not going to break you off too. But we will get in because we will get in on this name, the title, the Rock, and the King on this evening. I don't think we're going to finish this up because there's a lot of scriptures in those two. And I want us to understand the spiritual aspect of it. Okay, so that we have understanding of who we're dealing with. So that we understand that we should take pride in who we are. Not that we are a Hebrew Israelite, but that we are a child of the Most High. That he gave us the power to become. And if we don't do what he said, to become a child of the Most High, that's on each one of us individually. If we won't let our pride get out of the way, if we won't let our understanding increase, maybe it's not given to us. Maybe we have a desire to, but it's not given to us to understand it, to do it. I don't know. But Messiah came. He came to give us the power to become the sons of Elohim. So we have to do what he says to become. We have to believe what he said, and we have to do it. To become. If anything that you have to become, you are not. So we can't say just automatically because we were born a human being that we are a child of the Most High. It is a lie. Else Messiah wouldn't have to come so that we could become the sons of Elohim. We would already be it. And when we become it, then we have to value it, that knowledge and that fact, above everything else. There is no greater honor, no greater statement. You are a child of the creator of the universe, the creator of everything. You're his child. And that's not enough for you to straighten up. That's not enough for you not to sin. That's not enough to make you walk upright, to be holy. We're not placing the correct value on certain things. And so, as I said, as we have read in the scriptures, it's given to some, it's not given to others. I know everybody won't be able to hear this. Everybody won't be able to hear his name. Everybody won't be able to understand and hear everything that is in the scriptures. The Most High has probably given some things that I can't understand. And so I don't claim to be a know-it-all. I just claim to tell you what he has shown me. Okay. So let's bow our heads. We're at 3 after the hour. Father Yah, we thank you for your word on this morning. We thank you for being the great I Am. And that revealing this to Israel, revealing it to the prophet, and in these last days, revealing it to your servant, whom eyes you have opened up, that you choose to open up, that we might know and believe that you are he. You are the one, the self-existent one. You have always been. You will always be. And then you did a miracle and came in the flesh and then went away. And so you claim the title, which was the creator. And you have chosen us to reveal yourself to. That we might reverence your name. That we might treat you as holy. That we might know that we can't even come into your presence in any kind of state and condition. That we have to prepare ourselves to be in your presence. That we should reverence you with that type of reverence, respect. You are Elohim, and there is no other. Whether you are in flesh or whether you are in spirit, You are Elohim. You are God all by yourself. And there is no other. Father, being your people, you have said that we are your witnesses of this. And this has to be our record, our testimony, our understanding. Anytime that you are talked about and people want to make you many, they want to make you more than one. It was given to us as your people to understand and to know there is only one of you. So whether we see something going on in the sea, it's not the God of the sea, Neptune. Or whether we see something going on in the air, it's not the God of the air. Or whether we see something going on anywhere that we want to attribute to a deity, we don't make up a deity. We have to know that it is you doing everything. There is only one. And when we make up, when we say that this deity and that deity and this God and that God and, you know, this spirit that does this and controls this and that spirit that does this and controls this, we have to know that we are out of understanding because you have said and told us, I, Yah, create good and I create evil. I'm doing it all. Is there calamity that has happened in a city that I have not caused it? But you keep wanting to give my glory and my honor to someone or something else. Even when I came and died for your sins, you did not want to recognize me. So, Father, thank you for opening our eyes and allowing us to understand and to see that you are He. You are the one and the only one. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Jesus the Christ in the English. Amen and amen. All right, so I pray to see you all on this evening. We will be doing the same precept. There is no Trinity. We're going by his titles, showing that every title that is attributed to the Most High is attributed to Messiah. They are one in the same being. One in the same. And that's why we worship Yeshua, HaMashiach. That's why the angels are told to worship him because of who he is. He is the great I Am. Let me play a record before we go, and then we will dismiss.
We are your people, you are the light, We stand in awe.
May the Most High encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you, I really do. But I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath. Enjoy the rest of your day. See you this evening.
Without you, there's no need.